Wait, no, that's not right at all. I recognize that username. Why do I know it? Is it an old gaming friend? No, that's. No. That's his username. Wait, this is a joke. How did I not see this earlier? No, there is no way my brother managed to find my shit, let alone actually be into it. That fucking pervert! Hey, shithead, want to explain this? Yeah, that's your goddamn screen name, and it's one of my Patreons, you fucking idiot! Of course, it's me, it's my fucking voice! As if you didn't recognize it! Are you stupid? You're really not gonna talk to me at a fucking time like this? Okay, I'll be quieter. You're lucky they're asleep, or I'd be screaming the fucking house down right now. Idiot. What the fuck is this? Since you won't talk to me, maybe my foot in your crotch will make you squeal. Oh my god. You're fucking hard right now? That better not be because I'm shouting at you. Or were you fucking jerking it before I came in here? You nasty fuck. I can't believe you're such a pervert like this. How did you even find my stuff? Tell me, or I'll start moving my foot back and forth. Fine, and be that way. Then I guess you won't care if I do this. Moving my foot back and forth? Ugh, yikes. It was those stupid lewd plots, wasn't it? The taboo ones that no one else does. Not to sound obnoxious, but those other girls don't quite know how to do them like me. What the appeal is, or how to go about it. I guess it's fun being a bit taboo with the content. Seeing the same roleplays come up every time, but just packaged slightly differently, can get boring. You know, teacher, nurse, therapist. No, see. I like to push the envelope. Kind of like what I'm doing right now. Huh. I'm pushing you bit by bit, aren't I? You're still so sure not to speak. It's funny because there's a language where no words are necessary. And well, your body is just singing to me right now. Increased breathing, eyes looking away, awfully submissive. Ignoring how hard you're tenting right now is pretty fun. Is it annoying when my toes don't tease the head through your shorts? Oh no, how sad. You want more, right? No point in pretending otherwise when you're with me. Be a good boy now and take it out. I feel like I'm taking this too far, but I really want to get back at him for annoying me like this. Plus, I can just say I was trying to cure him. My content isn't exactly wholesome and morally correct. Look at me. Don't you feel so exposed right now? Showing yourself to me while erect? So turned on by your own sister. It does make you an awfully big degenerate, doesn't it? Oh, how unfortunate. But maybe there's a part of you that likes it and is secretly begging for more. I don't know. Maybe if I sit on your lap. Just so we're face to face. Oh, you're so cute up and close like this. Your little cheeks are blushing. Hope I'm not too heavy pressing up against you like this. Not that you would complain. You're clearly fucking loving this right now. You know, I've been pretty pent up too. I'm sure you've noticed I haven't exactly had many boyfriends. It's because I couldn't find a man that was the perfect fit for me. Let me pull up my skirt. That's right, I don't wear thongs at all. I'm sure it would be okay if I press my soft pussy right up against your dick. Don't move, though. That would disappoint me greatly, and I would have to call off this entire thing. We're having so much fun together, aren't we? So let's not ruin it now, with the boyfriend thing. I need a particular kind. I don't want that stereotypical alpha who wants to make me submit. No, no, I'd much rather make you do the submitting. I like to tease. I like to play. And I like the idea of a man begging to come. Sorry to get so lewd on you like this, but it's true. What do you think I'm doing right now? When I gently grind over your rock-hard cock? I'm teasing you. I'm getting you worked up. Because do you know where I want this to go? I want to take your full length and ride you, silly. I'm going to fuck you in your adorable little gamer chair until the point where you whimper, moan, and beg for it. Then you'll be left wanting more and more. Do you think you want that? Nod your head if you do. My shy little boy, still unable to speak. Well, I think it's about time we get you nice and wet. Don't you agree? Oh, you thought I was gonna go easy on you. Oh, absolutely not. Oh, you're so weird for even enjoying this. But it's really sweet. Oh, I guess I didn't even think about contraceptives, did I? Oh, oops. Now you be a super good boy for me, and focus on keeping nice and still, so the only sensation you feel is your cock being swallowed up by my tight pussy. And my ass slamming down onto your hips. It's nice and simple, right? You behave, and I blow your mind. I never even marked you up for a submissive boy, but you froze when I entered the room. I couldn't ignore it. You're perfect for what I need. I had no idea you were even into this kind of content. Is it the stories I tell? The fantasies that I sell? Do you see yourself doing all these lewd and provocative things with me? Did you always know it was me and you couldn't hold back anymore? Maybe you planned that I would notice. If so, that's even more adorable. Is being domed by a girl as good as you had always hoped it would be? Oh, just how far are you really willing to go? I know we have to be relatively quiet, but goddamn, you're making me feel really good right now. Listen to how wet I am. much I'm leaking all over you. Oh, you want to fill me up, right? Come inside me as your reward for enduring all of this and holding back. Oh, it would be such a waste if you came now, though. Oh, if you did, I would get off and slap you for misbehaving. But because I'm in such a good mood, I want you to finish inside. That way, you know what the best feeling in the whole wide world is, which is filling up your mistress's pussy. That way, I have total control over you. Oh, you're giving it up to me now because you're so excited. You've never had this experience before, and you're craving so much more already before your first session is even over. Just how far am I able to push you? Open your mouth for me. Be a good boy. Oh, you don't want to be good for me. After all that I'm doing for you. Let me ask you again as I pull your hair back. Open your mouth. Good boy. Now kiss me. You want to please me, right? You want to be pleased in return. You have to think carefully about what you want now. You're more than welcome to give in to me. Give your control over to me. In return, I will give you sexual fantasies come true beyond your wildest dreams. You just have to be really sure you want it to be completely dominated by me. Doesn't it sound like fun? It'll be our little secret. I can sneak into your room at night and make sure you get the relief you need. Oh, I can tease you all day long. What about at the dinner table? We sit across from each other, don't we? Oh, I could raise my foot and press it against your crotch, just like I did when I came in your room right now. And we'd be completely inconspicuous. If you're taking a bath, I'm just going to accidentally walk in on you and get you nice and hard. Clean all over your cock so you're all turned on, and then walk away. Because when it's nighttime, you'll hear the floorboards creaking, knowing that I'm coming in and getting ready to play with you. And you'll be leaking pre-cum and excitement. Oh, isn't that what you want? Just be good and think about it for me, okay? How does it feel now? You're getting close. Your balls are getting nice and tight, ready to fill me up. I'm about to milk you for every last drop you can possibly offer me. Are you getting ready? I'll tell you when you're allowed to come, okay? Because when I do, I'm going to squeeze down as well. Your reward for making me feel so good and letting me explore my true self with you. You're doing so well. You want to come with me, right? Okay, get ready. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Come with me, come with me, come with me. Fill me up. Oh, boy, you're such a good boy. Jesus. Oh, I came so much. Oh, it's dripping out of me. Oh, poor little baby. You're so exhausted from that, aren't you? Mm-hmm.